Now, Christmas is fast approaching, and it's one of those times which is celebrated by children and families, certainly in Christian families around the world. And here at Radio Sangam, we've got our Christmas tree up and all the stuff. Got really excited, and a Secret Santa sort of. we've had a Secret Santa thing going on. I know people are always keen on that, but we've got that going on. But we're going to be talking in a few seconds with Neera Sharma, who's the head of policy at Barnardo's. And Barnardo's have just released some information about how many children will go without presents and a traditional meal this Christmas. Just a little brief background. Many children supported by Barnardo's, according to a few shocking surveys of hundreds of charity frontline workers and YouGov surveys revealed that more than a third, which is about 34% of children among families who do celebrate Christmas, will be waking up to more than 10 presents on average this Christmas morning. And in contrast, 43% of Barnardo's frontline staff responded to a separate survey and said some of the people they support who celebrate Christmas were unlikely to receive any presents or enjoy a traditional meal. And we've been talking here on Radio Sangam in the last couple of weeks about how we're doing a Christmas meal for carers. Well, people that have just come out of care, and on Christmas Day our staff will be busy giving presents and having a get together for those young people that have just come out of care that may not have a family to talk about on Christmas Day. But anyway, without much further ado, because we are very short of time this morning, I'd just like to introduce Neera Sharma, the head of policy at Barnardo's, who's going to tell us a little bit more about she'll tell us more about this snowball snowman thing that's going on. A very good morning to you, Neera.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, really pleased to be on your show. I just wanted to start off by saying congratulations and well done for working with with care leavers and giving them a Christmas meal. That's fantastic, because this is one of the groups of children that we work with, and there are lots of young people who are just so lonely at Christmas and they haven't got a family with whom to celebrate Christmas. So Barnardo's has launched a new Christmas fundraising campaign called Kissmas, and it's all about putting children back at the heart of Christmas. And everybody can get involved through going on our website, which is www.barnardos.org.uk, and people can build a Kissmas snowman fundraising page, and you can throw snowballs at the snowman, each of those balls is a donation, and you can see your donations building up, and you can get your friends and your family involved, and you can also host a Kissmas party at home, at school, at work, with your local community. Anyone can sign up for free pack, which has party games and fun ideas. So we're urging all your listeners to get involved in our fundraising campaign and help us to raise funds for vulnerable children and families this Christmas, and to support our own ongoing work.
I'm sure many people that are listening certainly will go on your website and have a look at Kissmas and what's going on there. But the statistics are quite shocking, really. Aren't they, with regards what's happening? Now, some people might say, Neera, that look, Christmas is over commercialized, and it's all about presents. But this isn't really about that, is it? It's not about just giving out presents to kids and anything like that. It's more to do with feeling. Of togetherness, of equality, and lots of children. I certainly know my work. My previous life has always been in schools and education and Ofsted and that sort of thing. You do always come across children when they come back after the Christmas break in January and lots of, showing their new toys or new clothes or new whatever it is. There's always some children there who keep quiet because they've not really got anything. Yeah. They've not had anything. given to them as well. And other statistics have shown, especially with food banks and things, that a lot of children are now at that poverty line. You know, a lot of families are struggling to make ends meet, and Christmas is such an important family time.
And as well as not getting presents, not families not being able to afford a Christmas meal, it's also that some of these children are going to, they've got mental health problems, there might be domestic abuse going on in their families, that as well as missing out on what other children are getting, they're having to cope with other trauma in their lives, which makes it all the more harder for them and all the more important for charities like Barnardo's to support children. We support them all year round, but at Kidness we put a special effort in to make sure that they can enjoy it as much as possible and not feel excluded from what the rest of society can do. You know, most people get lots of, some 34% of children are going to get, as you said, 10 presents, and the vast majority are going to wake up to no presents because their families cannot afford it. And many of these families will also be living in temporary accommodation. We know that housing is a big problem in this country, and especially in the capital. So there will be children who are in B&Bs where there won't be Christmas trees and presents, and they might well be going to a food bank as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So what how are these funds, when these funds are raised, and hopefully it'll be a significant number, how are Barnardo's going to channel these funds to help and support these vulnerable young people? Because from the recent YouGov poll of 1,852 adults, what people believe is 61% of them believe spending time with friends and family is the most important part of Christmas, and 10% seeing children happy, and 5% really eating Christmas food. And we all know, those of us, those people that are interested in psychology and social change and those sorts of things, that Maslow's hierarchy of needs talks about, if you want to see somebody being successful and achieve their full potential, the first thing that they need to do is be happy, really. And their main sort of basic needs are fulfilled, like having food, having warmth, those sorts of things first of all, before the things. So what sort of things will Barnardo's be doing to help children along during this this time, which can be difficult for young people?
So we run over 1,000 services across the UK, covering a whole range of support, from support with mental health issues, children who are in the care system, children who have left care, children who've been a victim of sexual abuse or criminal exploitation. And many of our services are working with local businesses who donate presents, and we will make sure that those presents get to the children. Services will also be that they'll host Christmas parties for children, and have extra clubs and activities around that time, and also immediately after Christmas giving extra support to children when they've had a Christmas where they might have suffered with their mental health, or there might have been issues at home, and they go back to school and they're not quite ready for school and they need someone to support them and to talk to them.
Yeah, can I just ask you another question? And this is not directly related to Barnardo's, but because we're in sort of the throes of politics at this moment in time with the elections coming up. One of the things that one of the parties has said, that if they get elected, they will bring in somebody to deal with mental health issues in every single school, a counsellor in every single school to deal with mental health issues with young people. And mental health is something that is rising, or certainly being identified much, much more than it used to be in the past. Do you feel that there is a need for counsellors to be in schools for young people at this moment in time or in the near future?
So one in eight children has a mental health disorder. That's children aged between 5 and 19. which is really shocking stat in itself. And we and so Bernardo's believes that you need a whole range of services for children and young people. Yes, counselling in schools is important, and having but also having specialist services is important, and reducing waiting times for children and adolescent mental health services is key, because in some parts of the country, children can wait weeks, sometimes as much as 16 weeks for a first appointment. So bringing down those waiting times is important, as well as prevention, so preventing problems arising in the first place. So I think it's a whole comprehensive strategy around preventing mental health problems where you can, intervening early so they don't escalate, which means, yes, supporting schools, supporting the community, as well as more support from specialists.
Sure. So if people want to host a Kidsmas party at home, school, or mm-hmm. work with their local community groups, mm-hmm. any top tips? How would you go about hosting one of those? What do you think?
Yeah, download our pack. And just do it and have fun, because you can have fun and raise funds for us at the same time. And if you haven't got time to host a party, then you can do it online. You can build a Kidsmas snowman online, get your family and friends involved and raise money that way. But having the party is good fun as well. You can do both. We encourage people to do both.
Absolutely. And have fun along the way as well, whilst doing something positive for young people here as well. I know, Neera, I know you've got a meeting to go to at 11 o'clock, and you probably have to dash there as well. So, you know, any final sort of words that you want our listeners to... be thinking about during this time.
Yeah, just the things I said. To understand that Christmas can be really hard for vulnerable children and young people. Because they miss out on children, you know, that most children get, such as presents and meals, but also a happy family life. Not every child is lucky enough to get that. So just help us, please. Help us to support fund. Help us to have the funding to work with these children all year round.
The website is kidsmas.bernardos.org.uk/joinKidsmas, and that's where you'll be able to find your own little online Kidsmas snowman fundraiser, and you can set up things on there and maybe download the packs and do various things, and if you are doing anything like that here at Radio Sung, we'd love to hear about it and tell us, so we can tell other people about it as well, especially if you're
we're on Twitter, so you can follow us on Twitter. You can post your party pictures. We'd be delighted to have a look at them. That'd be great.
Yeah, wouldn't it be wonderful if we've got
other people?
Yeah, if we've got hundreds and thousands of images of Kidsmas parties going on with young people or with families or even in schools, I think that'll be a really nice thing, you know, for people for us all to have a look at that, and for them to be shared across there. So the link will be on our website, and we'll be tweeting the link out as well for you if you've missed any of that as well. Neera Sharma, I want to thank you for your time. For coming on this morning. I know it was going to be a little bit early, and because we've been delayed at our end, it's kind of pushed things back for you, so we haven't been able to speak to you for as long as we normally would have done, but I hope hope we've got the message across to people, and
thank you so much for being so supportive and fitting me in. I know you've had a difficult morning, but thank you for fitting me in, and for and to your listeners, and to you for supporting us. This is brilliant, yeah.
Right, well, thank you very much, Neera.
Happy to come on any time.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. One final question, Neera, and we're putting you on the spot here. But we always kind of ask this because we try to fulfil it. What's your favourite song?
Oh, gosh.
I know, it's putting you on the spot.
What's my favourite song?
What's your favourite?
Gubby Cushy Gubby, Gubby Cushy Gubby Gum.
Gubby
Cushy. I think that sums up.
Is that because you like...
I think it relates to the theme very much.
And is it the film? Is it the film or Gubby Cushy
Gubby? I like the film and I like the song as well. So,
Gubby Cushy Gubby Gum. Right, okay, well... right, okay, Gubby Cushy Gubby Gum.
Okay, you're going to play it for me. Thank you, lovely.
Gubby Cushy Gubby Gum. We'll be playing that, Neera Sharma. Thank you very much.
Thanks.